So today we're going to start the topic of ger, the topic of a convert, or in our case, he's going to apply it to how a person should identify as a convert in this world with regard to possessions. So the learning today should be as chosli as well as Rabbi Yaakov Yezeb ben Chaim Menachem ben Zion. Should be as chos for Fu Shlema. Chaim Moshe Yeshua ben Malka Chenda ben Menarachol Chanalei b'Shein Darachol. And Abba Dati ben Peril, as well as this, for all those in a makom sakana in Israel and those risking their lives to protect it. So we are on page 390. It says like this: Ksiv, it says in the pasuk in Divrei Hayamim, Gerim anachnu al ha'aretz, that we are gerim on this world. Uksiv ki ger anochi imach, that I am a ger with you in Tehillim. And these are not gerim speaking; these are Jewish people speaking. So what do they mean? Vizek chal gadol b'chala Yehudis. This is a fundamental principle in Judaism. Shlo yelech adam acher hamaisaros, that a person should not pursue luxuries in this world. He shouldn't train himself to be particular about expensive clothing or expensive food, or an extravagant house, like you're a permanent resident on this world. Don't run after those things. You should find yourself like a traveler who is happy enough to just find a room with a clean bathroom, and that's enough for you. You should be satisfied in the same way with everything that comes your way. Every ambition you have should be towards Olam Haba. Why? Because that's your real home. Your home, your real home, the home you should be building towards, is building towards your home in Olam Haba. Even when you do have to pursue some sort of matter of gashmias, like, for example, you do need a house, right? We're not advocating here to be homeless. You do need a house. You do need clothing. You do have to look like a mensch. However, that everything should be, this is going to help me achieve Olam Haba. This is going to help me do Avodas Hashem. Not, I need a nice house because of some reason of Olam Hazeh. I want it to look nice for my friends. I want it to look nice so that I'm happy and proud of it when I come home from work. Those should not be your reasons. The reason should be that it helps you avoid this Hashem. Now, if your wife, for example, is not holding where you're holding, and for her it is important, let's say nice clothing, fancy clothing is important, so then that is still avoid this Hashem, because that's part of Shalom Bayis. You know, you hope that you and your spouse will grow and eventually it won't be a need. But if it is a need for her right now, so that doesn't mean that you have to double down and say, well, if my wife wants a fancy home, so I'm also gonna want put in all the things in the house that I want, all of the vanities and the extra expenses. But rather you should say, okay, whatever my wife needs, like the Rav told me once, whatever your wife needs in the kitchen, that's her base medrash, that you should not be stingy on. It's her place where she serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So then you still have the mindset. Remember, it's not about the dollar amount. It's about the mindset. You could spend $1 million gutting a house and redoing it. Let's say you take a $700,000 house in Marine Park and you got it and you for $1 million, right? Overpriced. Everything is overpriced. But it's not about what you're spending. It's about your mindset. Why are you doing it? And that way everything should be l'shem shemayim. And don't try to add things unless you are absolutely require it for avodas Hashem. Yashienu yitzrei, the masois shavu maduchim. The Yetzirah is gonna try to trap you and ensnare you and convince you that things that are vanity and deceptive are necessary. Things that are worthless are important, right? The whole idea of social pressure, the whole idea of keeping up with the Joneses is all in someone's head. It's all coming from the Yetzirah. That's the way of the Yetzirah. He not only convinces you that you need it, he convinces you that you need it to be a better Yid. That's the Yetzer Hara. That's his job. He's a full-time job, 24/7. He never takes vacations. Not like me. He's always at work. And he never wakes up late. He wakes up early so that you wake up late. The Yetzer Hara is a full-time job, but he's not only convincing you that you need something, he's convincing you that you need it and it's the right thing to want. So you need a greater amount of thought to differentiate between what's really necessary and what's unnecessary, what's luxurious. A person has to be careful not to be led down the path of the Yetzirah. Before your Yetzer Tov can come and help you. So first the Yetzer Hara comes with his schemes, and then hopefully the Yetzer Tov will come and balance it out. It's true that the Paiskim write, that with regard to the halacha that it's aser to lend money to a guy with interest except to earn income that you need to survive. In our times, everything that a person earns is considered what you need to live. There are a bunch of taxes and dowries. Nothing's changed, okay? Your biggest expenses are taxes and your kids. I'm there, but I say, and in the way that a person wants to go, that's the way they lead him. Someone who makes his work his most important part of his day, and the ikkar in his life is to make his $1 million or to be the wealthiest guy in shul or the wealthiest guy in the neighborhood. So then he's going to help you. The HR is going to help you. He's going to allow you to find business opportunities, and he's going to have meetings for you that conflict with your Yiddishkeit and conflict with your family life. And you're going to have all these opportunities to go run in that direction. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mazmin lo yatzoshe might see harbe, not only that, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to send you more expenses, so that you're going to need to continue to maintain that type of lifestyle. He's going to think to himself, "Ah, it's a good thing that I'm working so hard. You know why? I have all these expenses. How would I have been able to afford it?" So, chalila v'chas, a guy's house is wrecked. I don't know. Let's say there's a hurricane that rips through, and the guy's house is wrecked. And the guy says, "Wow, it's a good thing that I've been killing myself at work and totally neglecting Torah and totally neglecting my family, because now I have to come up with $2 million. And Baruch Hashem that I was working, because now I have the money." It's foolish, because you don't understand the mistake you're making. If you would have made less, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have caused that the damage would have been much less. So it's all in line. So a person should look at your expenses and your, basically, don't judge your net income and say, "Well, it's a good thing I'm making more because the bottom line is higher as a result." That's not true. If their revenue would go down, the expenses would go down, and your net income would be exactly the same. And that is the hardest test, the hardest nisayon that we have. Obviously, us who have been doing Shaar Bitachon, and before that, the Beis Halevi on Bitachon, and even before that, when we were talking about Time of Devaira, one of the hardest struggles for a person to realize is that your effort is meaningless, and it's all guided by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's a facade. And even when we see things and we say, "Well, look, this expense just came. I have to support a son-in-law. How am I going to support a son-in-law for 5 years?" Right? So you're going to say, "Baruch Hashem, I'm working and I'm killing myself. And even though I'm killing myself, it's all worth it because of these expenses. Somehow HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have made it that your expenses would be less, even though you're making less money, and your net income number would still be the same." So if you're going to convince yourself that you need to make more money, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to create additional expenses for you that are going to use up that money, and you're going to end up in the same place. So basically, it's a tax. Why are you going to pay more taxes to do your shtadlus? Why are you going to pay more? It's a tax. Why are you going to pay more taxes optionally? It makes no sense.